Hello, friends. Welcome to another episode of the JohnCast. My name is John Jorgensen, at John Jorgensen on Instagram. You can follow me there. Thank you so much for listening this week. Thank you for carving out time to invest in your spiritual formation, in your walk with Jesus. I hope that this podcast episode, this message, and the reflection that we're going to walk through together, I hope that it moves you forward in that walk. I hope it moves you forward in faith. Speaking of which, if you're a regular listener of this podcast, you know that last week we tried something a little bit new with the episode, and I want to try that again. Last week, in addition to a short message, we also walked through a short reflection or meditation together in the hopes of helping us apply that teaching to our lives. And that's something that we're going to do again this week and moving forward into future episodes, because I think it's really important. I think this is a big hole in a lot of Christian teaching, specifically in the church. Often, you know, we get the sermon in, the service is an hour, maybe an hour and 5 minutes, and we rush everyone out the door because we got another service starting in about 15 minutes. And we don't really have any sort of structure set up to help us reflect and meditate and eventually apply this teaching to our lives. And I think if we truly want to be followers of Jesus, if we truly want to be disciples of His, this is vital for us to do. Because the teaching of Jesus, I believe, it's not just meant to transmit information, but it is meant to incite transformation in the lives of His followers. And so my hope is that the words that you hear, the messages that you hear on this podcast, they would not just be information for your brain, but they would transform your lives. And that's what the second half of these episodes is going to be moving forward. It's just a short little reflection, short little exercise to help you take this teaching, these concepts, these ideas, and apply them to your life in a meaningful and transformative way. So I highly recommend that after we're done with the message today, after our short break, that you stick around and you hang out for that, because it's going to be a lot of fun. Now that that's out of the way, let's dive into today's teaching. I want to start with a little bit of a question, a very deep theological question. Do any of you have a friend who just posts too much on Instagram? Some of you are thinking, yes, John, you post too much. Okay, I received the note. That's a little hurtful, but let's move on. What I'm talking about specifically is a person who posts too much on their story. I'm talking about the person who posts like 47 story posts a day. And those lines at the top of the screen that show you how many different story posts they have, those lines get so short that they just start to look like little dots lining the top of your iPhone. Does anyone have a friend like that? Or maybe you have a family member who, every time they start to tell a story, it takes them like 30 minutes to get to the point. And even when they do, you realize that it wasn't that great of a story anyway. Yeah? I think we all probably can think of someone in our lives, whether it's someone we know or someone we follow, who is unnecessarily long-winded. Which is yet another reason why following Jesus is so refreshing, because most of the time, Jesus was anything but long-winded. In the last week of His life, Jesus is telling His disciples a parable, a story, and this story that He tells is just two sentences long. It's found in the Gospel of John, chapter 12, verse 24. Jesus says, "Very truly I tell you, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds." Short and sweet, right on brand for our guy Jesus. From an early age, we as humans learn about the process of gardening. In a general sense, we learn about this process of a seed being buried in the ground. And Jesus is describing that process here, but specifically, He is describing it as a kind of death. But it's the kind of death that actually brings about new life. When we bury that seed in the ground, what happens eventually through a process is a new plant comes up from the ground where that seed has been buried. So when we bury that seed in the soil, it's not the end for that seed, but it's actually a new beginning. In his days as a pastor, Rob Bell would have described this process like this. He would have said, "Death is the engine of life." And here, Jesus isn't just making a point about flowers and trees and horticulture, yes? But again, here, what Jesus is doing through this parable, as he does through almost all of his parables, is he is describing the backwards, upside down, counterintuitive, countercultural nature of God's kingdom. If you remember, this is a kingdom where, as Jesus said in Luke chapter 9, verse 24, whoever wants to save their life must lose it, aka you must die. This is a God who calls us to give up, to die to our own kingdoms or our own way of doing things so that we might be brought into a new kingdom kind of life. It's a death, yes, it's giving up, it's surrendering ourselves, but it's the kind of death that brings about a new, transformed, different kind of life. And in this parable, Jesus, he's also foreshadowing the kind of death that he was going to die on the cross. And these two things, the kingdom and the cross, they are not mutually exclusive, but one actually feeds and lifts up the other. Today, on the day that this podcast is coming out, Christians all over the world are observing Good Friday. This is a day to remember the sacrifice of Jesus at his crucifixion. And you see, just like in this parable, just like the kernel of wheat, when he was crucified and killed on that cross, Jesus himself was then buried in the ground. And just like that kernel of wheat, Jesus' death, his burial, was the engine for new life, because his death created a way for us to live in God's kingdom with him now and forever. You see, Jesus' death was not the end. It was actually a new beginning. It was a new beginning for him. It was a new beginning for us. And it was a new beginning for the kingdom of God. And maybe this week, leading up to this Easter, with a pandemic swirling around us, maybe you feel like there are some things in your life that are coming to an end. Maybe you saw your senior year or a sports season suddenly come to an end like that. With stay-at-home orders, your feelings of safety and security feel like they're coming to an end. There's times where I look at the headlines and it feels like the world itself is coming to an end. And others of you, you have endings that are happening that have nothing to do with COVID-19, but they're still scary. They're still painful. They're still leaving scars. But whatever it is for you, in the face of all of these endings, I want to remind you today that in the kingdom of God, what looks like an ending is usually a new beginning. You see, Jesus' death and resurrection, it not only offers us forgiveness for our sin, but it offers us the hope of a new beginning. It's a new life, a fresh start. And in God's kingdom, this pandemic is not the end. COVID-19 does not have the final word. You see, this story, it will not end in social distancing or isolation or fear or anxiety or cancellation. Those things don't have the final word. In fact, in God's kingdom, because of Jesus, not even death has the final word. But through his death and resurrection, Jesus inaugurated, he brought forth, he made possible a whole new way of living in the world. And this way, the kingdom way, believes that in the midst of even the darkest darkness, light can shine through. In the midst of despair, there is always hope that can be found. In the midst of tragedy, joy is always on the horizon. Because 2,000 years ago, it looked like an ending for the ministry and the way of the Rabbi Jesus. But when the Roman soldiers thought they were crucifying a criminal, they were actually coronating a king. They thought they were bringing an end to his revolution, but they actually were bringing a new beginning to his kingdom. King Jesus' death was not the final word, but his death would actually be the engine for new life for all of humanity, which includes me and you today living in the circumstances that we're living in. And this kingdom, this way of life, it is open and available to anyone and everyone the minute you say yes to Jesus and to following his way for your life. The kingdom of God is for everybody, especially the nobodies. And whether you're ready to maybe do that, to say yes to Jesus for the first time, or maybe you just need a fresh reminder today. Maybe this Easter, this Good Friday, you need to make a fresh commitment. Wherever you're at, I really encourage you, stick around after the break because we're going to walk through a next step practice. We're going to walk through a little exercise, hopefully that will help you recognize and begin to trust that whatever endings you are facing today, through Jesus, there is a new beginning. There is a new word spoken. There is new life to be found. We'll be right back after the break. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the John Cast. So it is time to walk through a little next step practice, a little reflection. Last week, we tried this for the first time, and I don't know about you, but when I listened back to it, and there was just kind of silence, it was a little uncomfortable, it was a little awkward, and so to hopefully improve on this time, and to really help you focus in, I'm going to add just a little bit of soft music underneath, just to fill some of those pauses, where I just ask you to reflect on a question, or say a short prayer, or just breathe, and so I'm going to bring in a little bit of atmospheric soft music for us, if you don't mind. As always, let's just maybe start with a deep breath. And as always, I like to start these times just by inviting Jesus to be in charge, by inviting the Holy Spirit to be in control. I usually do that with a couple breaths, maybe 2 to 4 breaths, just saying, Holy Spirit, as I breathe in, and saying, you're in charge here as I breathe out. So take a few breaths now and just invite the Holy Spirit to be in control, to be in charge here. Now, perhaps with your eyes closed, hopefully in a comfortable seated position, unless you're driving, please keep your eyes open if you're driving. With sort of a quiet mind and a quiet heart now, I want to just invite you to think about or bring to mind one area of your life that you feel is coming to an end right now. Maybe it's a friendship, a relationship, a dating relationship. It might not even be a relationship you are in, but maybe it's your parents. Maybe it's a marriage relationship. Maybe it's a meaningful relationship for a sibling of yours. But I want you to bring to mind, maybe it's a season of your life. Maybe it is your senior year. High school suddenly came to an end for you. Maybe it's a job. I know so many who have lost their jobs because of this season. Just want you to bring to mind, what's one thing in your life right now that is coming to an end for you? I know for myself, a lot of our friends, Sweet Bear and I, a lot of our closest friends are beginning the process of starting a family, which is an amazing thing, and we are so happy for all the couples that we know that are currently pregnant. However, Sweet Bear and I, we are not in that season. And because our friends are, we recognize that the season of us being, you know, a young married couple with no kids and all of our friends also being in that same season, we recognize that that is now coming to an end, that our lives and our community are moving on into young parenthood. And so as exciting as that is, there's also some sadness that comes along with that. So that is something that is coming to an end in our lives. But again, just take a minute now, and hopefully something has come to your mind of an area of your life that's coming to an end. And now I want to give you about 30 seconds to just think and to breathe and to ask yourself, how might God be creating or offering a new beginning in this area? That area of your life that's coming to an end, I want you to just breathe for about 15 to 30 seconds and begin to ask yourself, how might God be creating and offering a new beginning in this area? You know, for Sweet Bear and I, with this season of young, married, no kids coming to an end, that obviously is giving a beginning to a new season of parenting. And it's not for us. We are not in that season yet. We have decided to hold off on that for a little while. But for us, the new season we're entering into is we have new ways that we can love our friends and serve them during this time. We have new ways that we can show up for them, new ways that we can be excited for them, new ways that we can serve them. And I, as we were reflecting, that was some of the new beginnings that I'm already seeing popping up in our lives. And now finally, I want to get really, really practical. And I want to ask, what is one way that you can begin to live that new beginning today? So as we thought about this area of our lives that's coming to an end, and as we began to ask the question, what new beginnings might God be creating or offering out of that? I want you to challenge yourself. What's one way, one practical thing you can do or say? What's one action you can take today to begin to live into that new beginning? Again, I think for Sweet Bear and I, one thing we've been trying to do is to be available to talk about the pregnancies with our friends, or for me, it's been talking with the husbands about kind of how they're doing walking through this season, where they are fathers, but not quite yet have a child to hold on to, just being open and available to talk about it. We've been doing our best to make all of their firsts, quote-unquote firsts, as new parents special, whether that was finding out that they were pregnant, announcing it. We've taken a bunch of announcement pictures, gender reveals, whatever it might be. We want to make it as special as possible for our friends so that their new beginnings are memories that they can always look back on. Again, those are just small but very practical ways that Sweet Bear and I are trying to lean in to these new beginnings. And so I want to challenge you now. Make a decision here over these next 20 to 30 seconds. What is one way you can begin to lean in and live into this new beginning God is offering? And Jesus, I want to pray for each and every person listening right now. Jesus, we thank you, we praise you, that you are the King. You are the King in God's kingdom, and you are the King of bringing a new beginning out of whatever endings we are facing. And so I ask right now, God, that you would give us eyes to see the new plants that are beginning to bud in our lives. Would you give us space to grieve the endings the way they need to be grieved? But at the same time, Jesus, would you give us hope to see that even in our grief, there is joy that will be brought out of it. Even in our endings, when we place our endings in your hands, Jesus, there is always a new beginning. And I pray, God, that you would give us the courage to step into that new beginning, to step into that new way of life, and to let you rule and be in charge there, God. Thank you, Jesus, that you are the example of bringing a new beginning out of an ending. Jesus, thank you for your sacrifice. Thank you for your resurrection. Thank you for the new way of life, the ultimate new beginning that you offer to each and every one of us. May we live into that today. And as we live into the new beginning that you offer us, would we begin to live more and more in your kingdom with each passing day. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Thank you all for engaging in this practice. Thank you for engaging in this series. This is the conclusion of our King Mode series. I hope it's been encouraging for you. I know it has been for me. We're going to be starting a brand new series next week, so do not miss it. Make sure you're subscribed to the Johncast. Leave a review, and I'd love to hear your feedback on any of these new additions we're making to the podcast, specifically on this second half. How are you finding these reflections? Is there anything I can do to make them more comfortable for you or help, you know, usher you into a space of reflection and meditation a little bit more? But thank you for being along for the ride in this series. I hope that it has helped you to see that the kingdom of God, the presence and power and reign of God are available right here, right now in your life, through a relationship with Jesus. I want to finish with a quote by Frank Laubach. It says this: every now is an eternity if it's full of God. Every now, every present moment is an eternity. It is an opportunity to experience the presence and power of God's kingdom. Every now is an eternity if it's full of God. So may you go, and may you experience eternity in the present as your life becomes more and more full of God. I love you all. Keep being awesome.